This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A federal investigation into food stamp fraud called Operation T-Bone shuttered 11 convenience stores across Jefferson County earlier this month. The scam allegedly involved store operators buying food stamp debit cards from local customers, then using those cards to stock their own shelves with goods from wholesalers. The operation turned up the heat on the alleged scam, but it also left many communities in Birmingham without anywhere to buy even the most basic groceries. Ashley Cleek has our story.
Jamie Williams works at the Family Dollar in Titusville, and on this hot afternoon, she has the unenviable job of walking around the parking lot picking up litter. Williams says since the other convenience stores were shut down, Family Dollar's the only store for miles.
So we just been getting swamped, and, you know, we appreciate the business. Yeah, it affected us, yeah, and it's affecting the community because a lot of people depend on those meat markets.
Around the corner, across the street from the Birmingham Police Academy, the doors of R&S Meats are blocked with yellow police tape. The store was one of the convenience stores closed in the federal raid. It sold everything from meat to beer and cell phone minutes. Family Dollar doesn't sell meat or beer, so even though it's the height of summer and barbecue season,
all we can offer them is the charcoal, the lighter fluid, and a grill. That's it.
Many people in the community don't drive or don't own a car. And on the bus, it can be difficult to carry two bags of groceries home on a hot day.
Those people literally are almost the equivalent of living in a prison because they're trapped. They're on an island.
That's Professor Robert Robichaud. He teaches marketing at UAB's Collatt School of Business. The lack of grocery stores isn't a new problem in Birmingham's impoverished communities, Robichaud explains. The city's food deserts have been growing for the past three decades.
Because the problem has just been ignored. Now, the solution is going to be a creative collaboration.
For example, Robichaud says, the city could incentivize a local entrepreneur to start up a small grocery store. One of his students came up with the idea of small refrigerated vending machines full of meat and vegetables that would be placed at gas stations and regularly stock like a Coke machine. One of Robichaud's ideas has finally taken hold. In February, Rev Birmingham's project, the Urban Food Program, launched a produce truck that delivers fresh fruits and vegetables to underserved neighborhoods.
Now we know there's a demand. We know there's a market. And our goal is not to, in the first month, make a lot of money. Our goal is to provide food for people in need.
Councilwoman Sheila Tyson is optimistic about development in West Birmingham.
By 2021, we will have two more stores because I see the growth and I see new people moving in.
But in the meantime, Tyson says, she's working with the Birmingham-Jefferson County Transit Authority to reroute the bus that goes through Titusville so that it stops at the new Publix opening downtown. Back in the parking lot of the Family Dollar, Angela Williams complains that in the four-mile stretch between the Piggly Wiggly on Claremont and Elmwood Cemetery, there are no grocery stores.
I want to know, where are these big grocery store chains? This is really, really untapped potential. People need to eat, and they will come to your grocery store. So where are you?
For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.